Okay, today's date is January 22nd, 2016. Time 2:53 p.m. My name is Trooper Mike Washington. I'm with Louisiana State Police. And we have Sergeant Preston Savoy attending the and participating with the interview. We'll be interviewing Ms. Jill Louvier. For the record, can you state your name and position, Ms. Louvier?
Jill Louvier, I am Senior Executive Assistant with the Chickamauga Tribe of Louisiana.
Okay, like I stated earlier, Ms. Louvier, this is over the phone when I spoke to you. We received, or at least the Chickamauga Gaming Commission received a complaint about the some monies that were possibly paid out, bonus money to O'Neill Darden. And so this is the nature of the complaint. This is a criminal investigation that we're working. It involves several persons, and I mean, and it's an ongoing investigation. It's kind of, it's really still in the early stages, but we've been investigating, I guess, for the last several days or so
this week. Okay.
So this information here, this interview is confidential. So we don't want you going out and sharing questions, and person shouldn't be asking you any questions about the details of this. As far as you coming here and speaking to us, if you want to tell them that's not a problem, but we just want to keep, because the investigation is ongoing and we don't know who might be implicated or whatever, you know, so we don't want to do anything to tamper with the with the investigation.
Yes,
so
sir.
So you will be sequestered once you leave here. You have anything to share with us?
No. Okay. You just need to know my knowledge of what happened.
Yeah, what I want to do, I understand, kind of explain your job duties and what do you do, because from my understanding, almost all the paperwork goes through you.
Majority of it.
And you are the brains of the operation over there. So.
Yes, I am familiar with what happened during this.
Picking up the good.
Yeah, this should. This is a moment.
Let's see if it's close enough.
Okay. I became aware of the bonus situation the end of December because through the incentive plan, it has to go through tribal council for approval. But this year, it didn't go through the normal procedure. The incentive plan, which includes the bonuses and everything,
okay,
was approved prior to the resolution. I didn't realize that until I was asked to do an email poll at the end of December. Ms. Patty Perry asked that I do that, which is paperwork and everything. And attached to the resolution is a list of everyone's salaries and the bonuses that they receive, everyone at the casino. And Ms. Perry told me that this was already done, but didn't go through the normal procedure. It fell through the cracks or something. I don't know. It's normally handled through her, but I think she was out maybe vacation here and there using her time. I don't know. I don't know where the miscommunication came in. Well, anyway, I sent that out, and there was another additional email poll I did at the same time. The first one was immediately approved by the tribal council. The incentive plan was not. Two voted for, and then two did not respond. One told me they were still thinking about it. I didn't really look at the bonus information until after I'd sent it out already. Jacqueline Jonka came in, Secretary Treasurer, and I was telling her I received two approvals, and I had not gotten the other two approvals yet. And we were just looking through, and we were looking at the list, and I saw O'Neill's name, and I just said, oh, that must be from when he worked at the casino, not thinking at the time. And this was right before the holidays. So maybe around December 18th, I'd have to look back in my records for that exact date. Well, anyway, we had vacation, and that resolution, that email poll pretty much died because it didn't continue. Two more council members didn't respond. I ended up speaking with April Wyatt, the vice chairman, about it, and she enlightened me on what her issue was.
Okay.
She said, I'm concerned about O'Neill getting a bonus. I said, you know, I didn't even think about it when I saw his name on there. She said, And we had a conversation, you know, she kept the conversation between the two of us. She said, I don't want to put you in the middle of it, you know, and the more we started talking, and we were discussing who, and I asked, I said, how is that? It's not really my place to say, you know. I said, in my years of working, how can that be if you terminate your job when you're chairman? I said, is it compliant? And April said, that's my concern. I don't know if it is. She said she didn't think it was, and we had a conversation, you know, about boy, was it compliant or was it not? And she said that was her hold up, and that no other employees were receiving it. She said Anthony was an approved, was for it, and some others at the casino thought he should receive it. But I said, it's not my place to say, but I don't think so, you know. I didn't have a conversation with O'Neill about it, okay. You know, because it really wasn't my place. April was the only council member that talked to me about it, you know. We discussed it a little bit, and then she was gonna do more looking into seeing if the compliance part of it. And then also that, why would you give it to someone that has terminated their employment and not others, you know, so forth and so on.
Right.
So anyway, well, the first meeting in January, it had to come back on the agenda, the incentive plan. Well, the day, during that time, the whole council did have a conversation about it, because, you know, they were two undecided, two weren't. O'Neill had no say in it at the time, you know, and that's what April and I also discussed. How can you even vote for it, because you have to recuse yourself? So it was kind of, it was right. a limbo thing, you know, if two are for, two are against, he's the deciding vote, he breaks the tie. If it came to the meeting, because it had to come back on the agenda, and during that time, it, you know, that's when the council would have to vote. So they had met like the day before, so the council discussed it, and then that's when April brought up, well, I don't think it's compliant, and she said, and April told me about the conversation, she said that's when Jackie realized, oh, you're right, you know, I wasn't thinking that in that way, you know, they were just thinking he served his time at the casino and he earned it, and he,
right,
you know, should have gotten it. So, you know, and so they discussed that during that meeting. So from that meeting, I think it was decided that he wasn't going to receive it, that he shouldn't be receiving it. So the council informally decided that it shouldn't be done, because they didn't know. They didn't really know if it would be compliant or not. Well, the day of the meeting, it was on the agenda, and O'Neill told me, he said, Jill, I'm going to refuse the bonus. He told me how much it was, which, you know, I saw the paperwork and everything. But he said, I don't think it's right for me to take this. So he called Monty to get new paperwork. So Monty revised the paperwork with his name off of it. So, I mean, I can give you the updated paperwork. So went to the meeting, the same resolution was the same, but it had a different date because it was tabled. It wasn't real, well, actually, through the email poll, it died. It never made it. So it's the same resolution number, but it has the date of January, the first meeting in January on it, that it was approved. And it was approved without his name on it. And it was updated with Anthony's bonus. Anthony had received his bonus by then. So, and then O'Neill told me last week or so, I'm not sure, that being that the bonuses were already paid out, it had automatically sent it to his checking account, and he has to pay it back. But I don't know, I hadn't asked him if he's paid it back yet.
He told you this when?
I don't know if it's last week or week before. It wasn't long after the council meeting. But he said it had hit his checking account and he would have to pay it back. That's what he told me. And so we just kind of had, it was just informal discussion, you know. Like I said, I didn't have any conversation with him about it until he told me he was refusing it. You know, it wasn't my place to ask or say anything to him. You know, it was the council's, you know, April was planning to bring it up again, you know. It's just But it is, I do have an email showing that day of the council meeting that I sent to the council. This is the revised attachments, you know, to the incentive plan, O'Neill. And in my email, I'm saying O'Neill was refusing the bonus. Mm-hmm. If you need that, I can probably provide. I may still have it on my email.
Yeah, I don't know if...
provide a copy.
We may have to do a subpoena or something, I believe, since you guys... the tribal, unless it was sent here to the commission already or something. I don't know if they have that, if the gaming commission has any of this information, or Monty, or if not, we'll have to do a subpoena properly.
Yeah, well, Monty did. O'Neill called him the day of the meeting and tell him to revise the incentive plan, which is a list of all the salaries and bonuses, and it has O'Neill off of it. It does not have him on it. So that day, he sent it to the to O'Neill. O'Neill forwarded that email to me.
You know what date?
That was the first meeting in January. I'd have to look on my calendar. Excuse me. The first regular council meeting was. It should be on my calendar. I'll say the 7th. It should be January 7th should be the
date
that I have the email with the revised, and that's when I sent the email to the tribal council saying that O'Neill has refused the bonus. This is the updated incentive plan. And so that night, the meeting.
Do you know when the okay, that was the 7th. Okay, you're saying.
So January 7th. Should be January 7th, at least.
Do you know when did the check allegedly was deposited into O'Neill's account?
He probably didn't mention to me. And I know it was after the, I think maybe last week, that it had a.
I mean, if you don't know for certain, that's fine.
I'm not sure the exact date, but I do, you know, he did mention to me that he was like, oh Lord, you know, just casually telling me, you know, how it was like a tease to him, you know, he said it went into my account and I have to turn around and pay it back.
So
I want to say it was last week.
Did he say how it get into the account? Because I know you said the council did not approve of it, or council members did not vote on the resolution.
This fell through, from what Ms. Perry told me, Patty Perry. Mm-hmm. See, there's a set limit, like I think 20, anything 2,500 or over has to come to tribal council for approval for increases. But to my knowledge, from what Ms. Perry told me, the casino had approved it already. It didn't come to the council yet or something. It didn't make it to the council before it was approved. I don't know the exact date that he had received the funds, but within that time, I guess they were thinking it was okay for him to receive it. Mm-hmm. You know, until I know April thought about it more. And then, she said she and Jacob Thornton had talked about it, but they both didn't think that it was something, you know, that he should receive. And that's when April and I started talking about the compliance concern about it. And that's what she said, she would look further into that part. And then I know it didn't dawn on Jacqueline and Jaka until April had brought that up. So I really don't know how much conversation the council had, if, you know, any prior to, I'm not.
Okay. Why would O'Neill? Why would O'Neill somehow think? I mean, you said he basically felt it wasn't right. What wasn't right?
He just told me he was going to refuse the bonus. I think after he and the council met again. I guess when April brought up about compliance. I guess I'm guessing he didn't realize. Like I said, I had no conversation with him until the day of the council meeting, when he started telling me about it, you know, and that he was going to refuse it. And like I said, Jacqueline Jean-Claude, I know she April said, you know, she made the comment, oh, I didn't realize, I wasn't thinking about that, you know, so I don't think it was anything that anyone was wanting to intentionally do on council, you know. It just wasn't thought of until April had mentioned it.
You know, was it after his refusal? Was that after the April conversation? You and April had the conversation about her disapproval, or the council informal meeting about their, some council members'
they
disapproval?
They had met already. I don't know how much the whole council had discussed about it.
I'm trying to see what occurred first.
I know April had conversation, I think, with Jacob, mm-hmm. that they both thought he shouldn't receive it,
right.
from what she had told me. You know, I was just trying to get it approved and done before the holidays. I didn't realize mm-hmm. what was going on, why. Jacob had texted me that he was still thinking about it. Mm-hmm. This was like, I think, around the 18th, and when I was trying to do the email poll. Mm-hmm. You know, not until at that point in time, I really don't know how much conversation had taken place until I was asked to do the email poll. Mm-hmm. And when I was waiting on all of my answers,
was the 18th of what?
This is around December.
December, okay.
18th. I think it's around that date. I'd have to look back at the poll, my email, and see. Okay. And then I didn't have a conversation with April until around that time when I did the email poll. So
what time? What date was it?
Around December 18th.
18th, okay.
Yeah, somewhere around that time is when I spoke to April about the email poll. And that's when we started. You know, she told me what her issue was. And and when it came up again for the council meeting, because it had to go on the agenda, because the email poll didn't pass, because it just kind of, you know, if you don't get all your votes, it just kind of, you call it dies, it dies. So being that it was back on the council agenda in January, I had spoken to April about it since we had that conversation, you know, this has to go back on the agenda, what's the deal and everything. And that's when we started talking more about the compliance and, you know, and everything. And, you know, she said she would bring it up with the council.
And at what point did you have that talk with O'Neill? Was that sometime after?
O'Neill and I didn't talk about it until, like, the day of the council meeting, the day he told me, he asked me to send out the email to refuse it.
What date was that again?
January 7th. Yes. That's the only day O'Neill and I spoke. I mean, I knew April had some concerns, but she or I didn't feel it was my place to go to him and say, you know. She was more or less handling that, you know, on the council level. You know, she was going to. And they did. They did discuss it again, and that's when she had brought it up. You know, she was trying to find out information on it. Like I said, I think from what I spoke with April, I don't think everybody was thinking in that regard about it being a compliant or non-compliant. We didn't really know, you know. That's why she was trying to find out.
Okay. So. And at what point did O'Neill return a check, or you?
He didn't tell me if he had yet. I know I wanted to say last week I know it was after the meeting. I don't know, maybe last week he told me that, you know, he was just kind of jokingly saying, kind of like it was teasing, you know, that was a tease, you know. He said to know it, you might get it's one thing, but when you see the dollar amount, you know, it's really teasing you. But he's saying, I have to pay it back. But I don't know when he, or if he did yet, or has he.
When was it?
I think last week that he mentioned that to me. I'm not sure the exact day. It was just like a conversation. It wasn't like through email or anything written. You know, it was just, I'm just looking at my time frame of, with the meeting being on the 7th, thinking it might have been last week, possibly.
And do you save all your emails and?
Majority, I try to save my sent. You know, like, depends on if it's something that really takes up room, space on my email.
You're gonna need to get copies of the interaction with the emails to and from in reference to this, everything associated with this.
With this,
ordeal. But we'll probably have to do a subpoena.
For the emails?
Yeah.
Okay. I can check to see if I still have them, but I...
So please don't delete them, the ones that's relevant to the case.
Right, I'll see if I still have, you know, I try, my sent emails, I try to keep most of them. Like I said, unless it's too cumbersome, or it's just, sometimes if it's something confidential like that, I don't always keep it, because it had everybody's salaries and everything on it, but I may still have it.
So do you got anything? Okay, Matt, anything else you'd like to share? While we have it on record. We've got a few more people to interview.
To my knowledge, once the conversation, after speaking with April, once, you know, she brought up wondering if this was compliant, then, you know, that's when it was realized, you know, oh, this, you know, probably isn't a good thing to do, you know, that I wasn't involved in any of the conversations that the whole council had. Mm-hmm. So until I think April brought up the compliance, that's when it was realized, well, maybe this shouldn't be done. And then, like I said, until the day of the meeting, that's when O'Neill told me he was refusing the bonus. And I had sent out that email to the council letting them know with the updated.
Okay, he sent the email to you?
He told me to send the council. He called Monty to get the updated list of all the bonuses and salaries without his name on it. Mm-hmm. Monty sent that to O'Neill, and O'Neill forwarded that information to me. And then he asked me to send that out to the council, letting them know he's refusing the bonus. So on, should be January 7th, I think, the day of the meeting possibly, that I sent the email with the attachment, you know, telling the council O'Neill has refused the bonus. This is the new attachment for the incentive plan, which attaches to the back of the resolution. So the copy that the casino has with the attachment, the final, it is the one with the a resolution that was actually approved on January 7th at the council meeting, and the attachment does not have his name on it.
Okay. How long have you been at the tribe?
I've been working for the tribe since May of 1998, and I started working in the chairman's office in December of 1999.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't have any further questioning for you. Mm-hmm. And
let me just mention what may have happened. I know at one point O'Neill thought that was going to change, where the casino didn't have to come back to the council for approvals, the 2,500 Novas. I think there was some kind of communication confusion a couple or so months ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, I don't know if that's why maybe the resolution didn't come first. I don't think there was anything intentional from what I'm understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, because once, I know when a salary did have to come to the council, O'Neill had mentioned to me, he said, oh, I didn't realize they were still having to do that. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe there was some communication had error might have happened a few months ago. That might be why this was approved and paid out before the resolution was done. But so that's why, from what conversation I've had with him about the bonus, you know, just the little few, you know, that day of, and then after, you know, joking about the money being the tease, you know, I don't think anything was done intentional for him on his part, you know, to get the bonus. From, you know, just those conversations I've had with him. I think that there were a couple of so months ago, there must have been some kind of communication error, because he had made that comment to me that he didn't think the casino still needed approvals from the council.
Well, we'll let O'Neill speak for himself.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I understand that's just my conversation with O'Neill. Right. And I understand he's your employer and your boss.
Absolutely.
So I really don't expect anything, you say anything other than that, but we consider everything.
Right.
Your interview is a part of the evidence, and we not only listen to personnel or people, for witnesses and take their testimony, but we look at the factual information, documents, and computer, email, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just letting you know we will do a thorough investigation.
Sure.
And we look at the totality of circumstances, and we'll make a determination. But I appreciate you coming in and talking to us and enlightening us about the process. And if we need something, like I said, we'll probably.
But it confuse you.
No, man. No, it was clear.
I hope
so. But I appreciate it, and I'm not gonna hold you any longer. But if you have any questions, that's my card. If you want to take one, I mean, you can always call, and if we need anything else, we know how to get in touch with you. So we're going to end this, unless you have anything to add before we end it.
Just as long as I didn't confuse you with the difference in the email poll and then the...
No, you didn't.
Okay, and the reason the email poll was conducted at the time frame it was, I think, December 18th before the holidays, mm-hmm. is because for auditing purposes, I did two resolutions. One was for Anthony's bonus, mm-hmm. and... that needed to be approved quickly because the auditors needed the final numbers.
Okay.
So that's, and at the same time, Patty Perry asked me to do the poll for the incentive plan mm-hmm. as a formality because it needed to be done.
Right.
You know, so.
It wasn't done initially.
It had to be done. And then the reason for the timing of it was to get the numbers for the auditors. And as soon as the email poll was conducted, once I had, you know, the approval on Anthony's bonus, then I had to let Miss Perry know, and she had the intern let the auditors know. And then when I did tell her that the other one was not approved yet, was that a problem? Did they have to be approved at the same time? She said, no, the main one that needed to be done, you know, I needed to know right now was Anthony's, because the auditors need that information as soon as possible. So that's why, you know, those polls were conducted at the timing that they were.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, and we will end this interview. It's January 22nd, about 3:20 p.m.